In this election year, we've been spending some time in the North Philadelphia neighborhood known as Brewery Town to get the view of the mayor's race from residents of a changing area of the city. Like many neighborhoods in Philadelphia, Brewery Town is attracting new people and new investments, but it also suffers from chronic problems like trash and tensions between longtime residents and newcomers. In the next part of our series, Around the Corner, Katie Colinieri introduces us to two voters struggling to decide which mayoral candidate is best for them and their changing neighborhood.
What's up, man?
Andre Wright and Max Ochester clasp hands on the corner of 29th and Girard in Brewery Town. They've been friends going on 5 years. They're also active voters who pay attention. So we brought them here to talk about their hopes for the city's next mayor, but we'll get to that a bit later. This street corner means different things for these two guys in their late 30s. For Ochester, it's where he started his small business. For Wright, it's where he grew up before rising property values forced his family to move out. Most afternoons, Wright can be found a few blocks from here at the playing fields at 30th and Jefferson Streets. And on this warm spring day, he's at the baseball diamond, where his team, the Brewers, are warming up for practice. The team is part of Give & Go, the nonprofit youth sports program Wright founded in 2009. Giving these kids his time keeps him connected to the neighborhood. In 2003, his parents' landlord decided to sell the house they rented on 29th Street. His parents couldn't afford to buy it, so they moved to a subsidized home in Mount Airy.
I think maybe the landlord was under pressure. Like I said, the taxes on homes went up. The value of homes was going up.
Wright came of age in the 90s when Brewery Town was racked by drug violence. But he says there was also a strong village mentality. Walking down his old block, Wright sees some familiar faces.
What's up, Ryan?
But he points to some abandoned row houses.
We're from generations of families living in one house and being passed down and passed down to them not being here anymore. And it's like, you know, what happened to them? Like, is this similar to what happened to my family?
Today, Wright lives in nearby Strawberry Mansion and works in the city's public schools. He wants to come back to Brewery Town, but as property values rise, along with new developments, Wright worries he won't be able to afford it.
And if I don't, you know, get on the ball of trying to buy a house in Brewery Town now, you know, my clock might run out.
Back on the corner of 29th and Girard, he tells Ochester he sees plenty of for sale signs around the neighborhood.
I don't know whether that's a good sign or a bad sign. Maybe the more for sale signs go up, the higher the price is going to be, maybe?
I think people are snatching them up left and right from what I see.
Ochester also feels the pressures of a neighborhood in flux. He grew up in Mount Airy and moved to Brewery Town after stints in Seattle and New Orleans. In 2013, he opened a record store on 29th Street and called it Brewery Town Beats. Ochester first discovered vinyl as a teenager and has become an obsessive collector. The shop is filled with more than 20,000 records from jazz to hip-hop to funk.
My collection is just amassing, you know, great amounts of things. It's not necessarily like organizing everything by genre and year and, you know, who played on this. And, you know.
And yet, he still seems to know where everything is. The shop helps him meet people in the neighborhood. Ochester recently got a call from one woman whose father had passed away and left behind his record collection.
So I went in and looked through them for probably about a half an hour, 45 minutes, and talked to her about some of the albums that I knew. And we ended up talking for another 2.5 hours.
But business on 29th Street was often slow. 3 weeks ago, Ochester moved his shop around the corner to Girard Avenue, giving him more room and, he hopes, more foot traffic. Brewery Town Beats joins a number of new stores opening up on the business corridor, including a tattoo parlor and a microbrewery. Ochester knows he's part of the changes happening in the neighborhood, and he feels conflicted about it.
Right now I'm struggling, but I'm hoping for that change of people walking around, not people that look like me necessarily, but just more people, more, you know, activity in the neighborhood. And that's from the business point of view. From the home buying and renting point of view, it's completely different.
Like Wright, Ochester feels the clock ticking. He and his girlfriend are expecting a baby in November.
And if I don't look into buying a house now, I'll be priced out within the next year. So,
Wright and Ochester got to this corner by different paths, but they share the sense that there's a lot at stake in Tuesday's primary, and they still don't know which mayoral candidate will get their vote.
I want to pick somebody. I know, because it's coming right around the corner.
It's always the lesser of two evils.
Ochester was living in New Orleans 8 years ago, but Wright says he felt then like Michael Nutter was the clear choice. This time, the choice between candidates seems fuzzy to him, although the issues the city faces are in sharper focus.
Things are really, really heated in the city right now, especially, you know, with the police, and the public, and, you know, the infrastructure. There's a lot going on in the city now.
I asked them why it's so hard to choose. Ochester says he doesn't feel like he can relate to most of the candidates.
Because nothing seems personal. It's all politics. And there's never any personal one-on-one time. And I know it's impossible to come out and meet every single person in the city, but nobody comes across genuine.
Wright is also yearning for a mayor who'll make a more personal connection with voters like him and spend more time in the neighborhood. He wants the next mayor to see what he sees. Brewery Town is quickly becoming a more appealing place, with new storefronts and rehabbed houses. But it's no longer the close-knit community he remembers.
Are the candidates going to do enough to make Brewery Town a better community? You know, not just a community, but also something that I can invest in myself.
On Tuesday, Wright says he'll vote for the candidate he's least unsure about. Ochester says he'll do the same. I'm Katie Culinary.